Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the SEC Haters Podcast. Today, this session, we're going to be giving out our shout-outs and call-outs of the week. This is for week three, and this segment is brought to you by Light. It's in the air, it's what you see, it's light. Hey! With me today are my friends. He brought the rain down in Africa. Nigel, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good.
And he believes in a thing called love. Just listen to the rhythm of his heart. Andrew, how are you doing, Andrew?
I'm doing great, Logan. Thank you, man.
All right, so this is going to be a pretty quick segment. We just want to give our shout-outs for the positive things we've seen this week and our call-outs for the negative things. So, Andrew, I'm going to go ahead and start out with you. Give us your shout-outs and call-outs.
All right, my big shout-out is to April Goss at Kent State, who yesterday became the second woman in the history of college football to score a point in a major college football game after kicking an extra point for Kent State. The first one was Katie Hinda, a kicker at New Mexico. So, congratulations, Kent State and April. Awesome. My call-out is to Mr. Brett Bielema at the University of Arkansas. Brett, you obviously didn't really pay attention to the old schoolyard idea of talk shit, get hit. You might not want to lose to Toledo after you run your mouth about another conference's scheduling.
Just a nice thought there.
The other team from Ohio, right?
Yeah. Like, there's like 17 in there, and
everybody, it's Ohio State and everybody else. That's pretty much how it goes.
Ohio State and three quarters of the MAC conference.
Hey, don't be dipping on my Bobcats, boy. They ain't nothing to sneer at.
Oh, and a quick update: Jameis Winston just threw a pick six.
I can see he's doing well out there. Well, Nigel, why don't we go ahead and move on to you? Because I know you've got a pro player you want to talk about as well. But give us your call-outs and shout-outs. Shout-outs, call-outs.
My call-out is definitely going to have to be Tulane. Not just because I watched the game and Tech played them. They had 9 defenders on one play. It was not good. Matthew Jordan, the backup for Georgia Tech, ran, for a touchdown and on the play. And, to have 9 defenders on the field makes no sense whatsoever. It's not 10. It's not even close. It's 9. Come on, Tulane. You just got to do better than that. My shout-out, I actually don't have anybody to shout-out this week. I think everybody did what they're supposed to do, and I'm not going to give anybody any crazy amount of recognition. In terms of pro players, I'm giving a shout-out to Johnny Manziel just because he had a decent game. He ended up not doing as well as you should have the second half of the game, but the first half of the game, he was doing really well. Hopefully he can build on it depending on how hurt the starting QB for the Browns is.
All right. So I guess my shout-out, I'm going to give a quick shout-out to Chucky Keaton. Because I didn't realize that Friday night college football could excite me in such a way. I realized that I think that there was a pretty ugly game for both teams, and I think that everybody could agree that a lot of injuries, it just didn't play out, I think, the way that Utah was expecting it to, and it certainly didn't play out the way Utah State was expecting it to. But when I look at a player like Chucky Keaton, that guy put a lot of effort into that game. He was out there struggling. I don't think that he was actually injured, but he was banged up severely. He was limping the entire game. He had a lot of receivers that were injured or suspended for that game that he just was not able to throw to. So he was down on weapons, and he was down on, just energy. But he found a way to keep him in that game all the way. You can't win them all, but I think everybody should respect an effort like that. And so my shout-out goes to Chucky Keaton. My call-out, and this is a call-out that could take all day. Auburn, you sick, twisted sons of bitches. We meet again. How dare you call yourself the number six ranked team in the nation? You mother... I'm not going to go that far. I probably shouldn't say that on radio, but you guys are seriously messed up. You, Jeremy Johnson, how the hell are you the quarterback for this team? How do you even get named the quarterback for this team? You need to learn how to use Google Maps because you were so lost out on that field. It was sad. You needed to ask for directions from the other team. I don't think you knew that there was a game going on. And then, as a coach, how do they not decide to just run the ball? You know? You got a guy who ended up getting, I think, like 120 yards in the run game, but they just didn't feel like running the ball with him for whatever reason. Meanwhile, the defense, I get it, they're banged up, but they're getting beat on two plays, the quick slant and the power read, and somehow y'all haven't devised a defense for these two plays that beat you in the Louisville game that you just played beforehand. And, of course, like any tried-and-true SEC team, once they start struggling, they go back to their default strategy of trying to wipe out the other team's players and get them kicked out of the game. Oh, man. I could talk on this all day, so I'm going to cut it short. You know, there's three things that I really hate in this world. One of them is when you get up to a toll booth and you realize you don't have any change in your pockets. One of them is Auburn. And the other is Andy Dalton. So I'm just going to cut it short and say, Auburn, you done fucked up. Do better next week, or just don't be ranked. Don't ever be ranked again. You know, that'd be fine with me too. I do want to give one other quick call out, because I did have a discussion with someone on the phone with this. Alabama fans who hate Tennessee more than they hate Auburn. You disgust me. The lowest circle of hell is reserved for traitors, mutineers, heretics, and Alabama fans who think Tennessee is worse than Auburn. Seriously, you need to get some learning in your damn skull. Anyway, that's all I got to say, guys. Any other thoughts?
Let's see what happens. I think there's going to be some potential for some more movement in the top 25 this week.
I agree. Also, Matthew Jordan, Nigel's the third string quarterback. The backup, Tim Byerly, was hurt this weekend.
So, yes, the third string quarterback ran for, what, a 50-plus yard touchdown?
They snapped the ball from their own 35, so...
Yeah, that was awful. It was so bad.
So, 65 yards, 75 yards?
And non-defenders, that's how you defend that.
Yes, I DVR'd the game, and I wanted to see if you're – and you are right there, missing what looks like a safety and a linebacker. The funniest part about it, though, is if you go back and watch the replay, they actually had 10 guys, and the 10th guy went running off the field because he thought they had too many.
It's very bad.
Okay, so hopefully our call-outs will be heard, and they will never be stuck in a situation where they only have 9 people on the field again. Anyway, thank you again for joining us for our podcast. We look forward to talking to you next week. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to email us at noseccplease@gmail.com. Again, that is noseccplease@gmail.com. Have a good rest of your week. Bye-bye.